Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Hallelujah! Amen and amen. Hallelujah! What a blessing! Hallelujah! Wow. Father, we thank you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We bless you for the opportunity to be in your presence and to receive from your hand. May we not be the same because we came. Holy Spirit of God, grant us understanding hearts. May we understand with our hearts. Let your word change us. Let your word heal us. Let your word restore us. And Lord, above all, deliver us from ourselves and let your perfect will be done in our lives. Open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and may we not be the same in Jesus' mighty name. And all the saints shall shout and say, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Okay, please be seated. It's a snack service. We have less than some few minutes and we'll be out of here. So it's not a full meal, it's a snack service. We will not be long. We've been sharing about the art of hearing. Amen. How many have been here since we started this series? It's very, very important for us to develop the art of hearing. Hearing is not a science. That is why somebody can say that I don't remember. So remember we had a discussion, you said it said I don't. You can't force the person to remember. There's nothing you can use to prove that. Do you understand? He heard. Sometimes you are talking to somebody, the person has heard you, but is behaving like he's not heard what you are saying. It's looking at you, but it's like it's not hearing what you are saying. You cannot say that you have heard. There's act to hear. Are you here?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you need a skill. Like I said, all the people who don't hear have ears. So it takes more than the ears to hear. Are you here?
Oh.
Yeah, that is why we sit in the same classroom with our friends and our colleagues. But somehow, some hear what we don't hear. And sometimes you even hear something that the lecturer did. Whether you were speaking to yourself, you hear things that was not in the lecture. I thought he said this. I thought he was saying this. It's like you are hearing something. Do you understand? So your ability to hear is going to differentiate you from so many people. As a matter of fact, if you cannot hear, you are described as a handicapped person, a disabled person. That should tell you that hearing is very important. The government will give you an aid because you cannot hear. Do you understand? Yeah, so many have not taken the ability to hear seriously. And one of the things I will tell you is that when you look at yourself or when you look at a human being, every part of your being is designed for a purpose. God has not given you anything that you don't need. Do you understand? God has not given you anything. If you wouldn't need it, he wouldn't have created it in the first place. God doesn't speak to while away time. So when God is speaking, he may not even repeat himself because he has a lot to say and he speaks on point. There's a reason why you have 2 ears and 1 mouth. But so you need to hear twice before you speak.
All right.
Yes, I can hear you. I thought you were saying something to us. Are you here? There's a reason why we have 2 ears and 1 mouth. That's why the Bible says, be slow to speak, but quick to hear. Be slow to speak, but quick to hear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, and your ability to hear is equal to your obedience. Sometimes when they said, oh, I've heard it, it means that you can actually obey it. Do you remember your mother was telling you, I told you, you don't hear me. Not that you did not hear. You heard, but you couldn't do what he's saying. So sometimes hearing means obedience. Do you understand? Yeah. Sometimes when he said, you can't you hear what I'm saying? It's not like, literally like you can hear. But hearing is equal to obedience. So if you hear and you have not done what you have heard, then it means you have not heard. Are you there? And we notice the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 10, that's our foundation scripture. It says there are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. That is to say that in this world, there are so many voices, and every voice you hear, every sound you hear, has significance. There's a meaning. I'm not going to go back into that. If you miss those ones, go and check the 12 voices. And we saw the 12 voices. Do you remember? The voice of God, the voice of the devil, the voice of your parents, the voice of your friends, the voice of your flesh, the voice of your mind, and the voice of circumstance or happenstance, and the voice of your spirit. Hallelujah. And the voice of the Holy Spirit, the voice of the Bible, the voice of prophets. We spoke about 12 voices that are trained to have influence over your life, albeit in a gradual way, whether you know it or yes. Some of us, our friends affect us more than even our parents. Some of your friends have a grip on you that is ungodly. You will do whatever your friend will say. Are you there? And every voice you hear has influence over your life. Like you are driving, you hear a horn, it means something. You hear the siren, you hear a gunshot, it means every sound or voice you hear is communicating something. If you hear a gunshot and you go out, it's up to you. Sometimes you even hear lightning and thunder. It's a voice. It means something. And whatever it is, it communicates and it causes you to take action. If you're a driver, I see you driving soon.
Amen.
And you see the ambulance and the sirens are on, you begin to park. It's like, do you understand? Emergency, everything you hear has a meaning. Are you there? So, look, some of us, we are where we are. Things have happened to us, and things are happening to us because of the voices that we have followed or the voices that we heard. Do I have a witness? How many can see that some voices have brought you to where you are? A certain voice. Most of us would have done very well, and maybe you, even by now, you'd have finished your university if you are listening to a certain voice. Maybe you'd have done even a better course. You may have done a very good course, and you may have finished, and you'll be working by now. But because of a certain voice that influenced you, You understand? You did not do what the other voice was saying. And it affected your performance in the exams. And it affected where you could do and the courses you could do. Hey, I don't want to go into that. It has, a voice has led you, you have even given up on your dreams. When you were young, you say you'll be a doctor. You'll be an engineer. You'll be a pilot. But you see, the voice, you can see the voice that has taken you away from your dream. So as we are learning about the voices that God is telling that there are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world and none of them is without signification. I don't know whether it's here that I spoke about the environment, association. When you associate with somebody, anybody that you meet with is association.
Oh, yes.
An association creates environment.
Oh, yes.
And the environment can lead to compromises. Do you understand? Yeah. You see, when we are here, when you associate, environment is created. This environment, you cannot smoke weed in it.
Oh, yes, at all.
You can also meet somebody, and the environment is conducive for any bad thing you want to do. They understand? Even as you are here, even if bad thoughts are happening to you, the association doesn't allow a certain environment. So anyone that you meet or you associate with, it creates an environment. And that environment can lead to compromises.
Oh, yes.
And often when you are compromised, you can be controlled by it. You can be controlled by it. Are you there? Because when you meet somebody, you are going to speak. You are going to talk. And that association will create the environment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. And that's why it's so important. For instance, if you want to be a scholar, you want to be, you don't need to even to go to school for it. Association. You just need to associate yourself with somebody who smokes, who drinks, or you follow a voice and you become one. Do you understand? You watch one, you assist one, the next you see that you are doing one. You watch one person robbing somebody, you assist him, he throws the bag to you, you catch it. The next time you see that you are the one doing it. Watch one, assist one, and you are three steps away from anything you want to learn. So even as, that's what is very important. So me, I go with them, I don't drink, we just go. You are watching where, how even the mixture, they buy two tots of brandy, one gin, then lime. You are not, but you are watching what is the combination. The alcohol, you are watching. Because if you go alone, you don't even know what to buy. But as you watch, you begin to know that, okay, there's a combination like this. Three tots of gin, one lime, then something. Then you have a formula. Are you there? So all these voices, you may think that it's nothing. It's something. Because voices are not neutral. A voice, whatever words you hear are seed. Whatever you hear, tell somebody what you are hearing is not neutral.
It's a seed.
That is why, even at your age, you can remember something that was said to you when you were young, and you become angry. Have you been there that you remember something that was said to you when you were young? 15 years ago, 10 years ago, then you squeeze your face. It's like the seed that was sown. You said, why did my auntie say that? And some of us, we are not confident. We are tamed. And we are very helpless because of the voice that kept insulting you. Useless. Useless girl. Look at your head. Your head like December. Then, They are insulting you that your head is like the last month. Are you here? So these voices control us whether you like it or not. Amen. So we saw the 12 voices, and after that, we came to see the 12 different voices that are trying to control us. Do you remember? Then we saw the voice of the flesh. Then what you should know about the mind. Yeah, the voice of the mind. And last week? We spoke about the voice of the Holy Spirit. The three things that you should know, truth about the voice of the Holy Spirit. What was the first one? The Holy Spirit, or the voice of the Holy Spirit, transmits the current plan of God for our lives. Tell somebody the Holy Spirit will transfer or transmit the current plan of God for your life. So if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you can easily be implementing a stale plan, a plan that God has even forgotten about you. Do you understand? Yeah. That's why we always go to the shop to look for fresh bread. Sometimes you have bread, but it's not this one. It's still bread. It's become... How many like fresh bread? Look, if you get fresh bread and you put the butter, sometimes you can misbehave. You can eat you never before. But when the bread becomes stale and hard, when the bread becomes stale and hard, you notice that it's not the same. I'm trying.
It's working.
You're preaching good. You're born for this mission.
Are you here?
Yes.
That is why you need the kind. Look, your mother says something. It says something. Don't be friends with this person. Don't be friends with this person. And you did not. And the friend already has negative influence on you. Already. It has affected your result. You couldn't go to UCT. You couldn't go to Stellenbosch. No, you, I'm not talking about you. The people are not here. They have already gone home. That's why I'm talking about. The person couldn't go to UCT. He couldn't also go to Stellenbosch. Be honest. So the effect. Now you need to find out what has your mother got to say now that do you understand? Already you have done yourself. You have, do you understand? But many people will not go for the current plan of. Now that the guy has impregnated you. He has already given you the HIV. What God was trying to prevent, it has already happened. Now you are angry with the person. You say you don't want to see the person. Maybe now rather is the time for you to allow yourself to be married to the person. So that you can look after the child. If not, you are going to be like a tipper truck with a lot of load that you don't. Do you understand? The current plan. God was speaking last year. Don't be close to this guy. Don't be close. You did not listen. Now he's impregnated you. Now you have a baby. It's now that I say, I want to listen to God. I don't want to have. You want to separate. You may be complicating the situation. So find out what God, I have done the wrong thing already. What is the current plan? What do you want to? I know I have messed up. I have messed up. Tell somebody, I know I have messed up. I know I have. You see, this is the reason many people die. Because when you see how straight your father is, that he wouldn't want you to go out, he warned you. And look at you, you've gotten yourself impregnated. Yay. If my father hears it, he will come. No, he will not kill you. You will see an aspect of your father that you don't know. When your father gets to know that you are pregnant, so, don't worry, we'll take care of that. He will not even bring it. What he's trying to prevent is what has happened. He was trying, this can happen. Yes. But if you don't know, you would rather go and do abortion spoil your womb or die or something, you may not give birth even in future because you did not seek the current plan of your father. That what you wanted me to avoid. The thing I didn't do, I have done it. Like one girl called the boyfriend and said, "Hello." Then he mentioned, "I don't want to mention the name." Then the guy said, "How are you?" He said, "It's no good." I said, "What is no good?" He said, "The thing that me and you did, it has germinated." I think that the girl was doing a Greek. Yeah. The seed, yeah, it was. He said, "The thing we did has germinated." So you need to find out, what will my father have me to do? Do you understand? I have messed up. It is wrong. It is true. But you, if you don't go for the car, you may go down. You may go down. You may, in the place that you may spoil your womb, you may, destroy your life. Do you understand? Hello?
Hi.
Because the guy is a useless guy. He doesn't even have money. So before you know, your friend is showing you, take this medication, then you take something, and you die. Because you made a mistake, but you did not go for the current plan, even in the mistake. Even in the mistake. Even in the mistake. How many understand what I'm talking about? So the voice of the Holy Spirit transmits God's current plan for you. Some of us, we are far from where God wants us to be. You are supposed to be in the east. You find yourself in the west. Instead of finding out, so what should I do? Do you understand? I don't want to. Because God can maneuver and save you in a way that you cannot imagine. He told Jonah where to go, and he did not go. He was late. Where he needed to go, whether with horses or was, but when he surrendered, he prepared a whale, a submarine, to swallow him and go and vomit him where he needed to go. Yeah. The time that he may have wasted, I'm sure he gained. The fish went straight to where Nineveh, straight. What is God's kind? Anyway, this is not what I'm talking about. Number two. Number two. What is the second one? The Holy Spirit may choose to speak to your spirit, soul, or body. Amen. Yeah. The Holy Spirit may choose to speak to your spirit, soul, or body. Do you understand? Yeah. You need to understand that you can hear an audible voice. My son, I have called you this day. You may not also hear that. He can also bring things into your remembrance. Like Jesus said, he said, "I have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear it." Howbeit, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will bring all that I have taught you, all I have spoken, all I need to, he will bring it into your remembrance. That is your mind, your soul. Because the house of the soul is the mind. Are you there? And the Holy Spirit can also speak to your spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And we say, when the Holy Spirit speaks to your spirit, it's called what? The inner witness. Are you there? Because these two you can always remember. When he speaks to your flesh, you will hear it. Audible voice, just like you are hearing me. That is the one Samuel heard. And he went to Eli. He said, "You are calling me." He said, I have not called you. Second time, third time, fourth time. Then Eli said, "Now, when you hear it, physical hearing, like how your mother," and it wasn't a thought. It was using the voice, recognize the voice as the voice of his pastor. So sometimes you will hear the voice of your pastor in your head. God is talking to you. And Eli told him, go and lie down. When you hear it again, say, speak, and thy servant hear it. And when he did it, God began to speak. So you can hear an audible voice from the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So that one you know. Then the thoughts, that's the voice of the Spirit to your mind. Is that it? Good. And the last one is that God can also speak to your spirit. And that one, you don't hear audible voice. It's also different from a thought that you are thinking. Reasonable thoughts, and it comes as what? Inner. So when the Holy Spirit speaks to your spirit, it's called the inner witness. You don't hear. It's not, yeah, but it's called inner witness. So I want to show you seven characteristics of the inner witness. Wow. I'll mention it very fast, then we'll be out of here. Is that okay? I'm trying.
It's okay.
So the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse number 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Is that not what the Bible says? The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, beareth witness with our spirit. Do you understand? When the Holy Spirit is speaking to your spirit, it's a witness, inner witness. It beareth witness. So you don't hear. It's not something that you are imagining or you are thinking, but it's a witness. It's a witness with your spirit that we are the children of God. That is how come people are moved to be born again. Anytime you hear somebody has lifted their hand, he has had inner witness. You heard the preaching, you thought about it, but there was something that, conviction, a witness in your spirit that, hey, if you don't do this thing, you will destroy your life. Different from the thought, different from the reasoning, different from what the preaching, but you have, if not, that's why many people come to church, they hear, but they don't get born again. And not that they are born again, they are not born again, but they won't get born again. It's a witness. Let me ask you a question. When you do an exam and you write it and you finish writing the exams and you've passed, just after writing, you know that you've passed. Meanwhile, you are not the marker. How do you get to know that you've passed? Did you hear a voice telling that you have passed? You have a witness. You have a witness. You begin to say, You think about you have a feeling, oh, this one I can't feel. And this is where, because you are a spirit, that's why I'm giving you the seven characteristics of the inner witness. Because you are a spirit, that is where the Holy Spirit will speak to you more. Because he is what? Holy Spirit. And God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you ignore the fact that you are a spirit, you may want to. This is the reason why many people go for, prophets to pray for them, sangomas, they want to hear. Because they overlook the most important aspect of their being, the actual them, their spirit. They want to rather hear something. They want to feel something. Do you understand? They want something, but they ignore the voice of God to their spirit. They ignore. And if you ignore the voice of God to your spirit, you are making a mess of your life. You can be in difficulties, not because God wants you to be in difficulties, but because you've ignored an important voice, the voice of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. And the voice of your spirit It's called conscience. So I'm giving you the three, seven. So the first one, we notice that the Bible said the Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So if you are here and it occurs to you that, hey, I need to be born again. You know that you go to hell. Not somebody telling you. Because the Spirit is bearing witness with your spirit that you are not a child of God. When you are born again and you are going to go to heaven, there is a witness in your spirit that assures you that you are saved. It's a cool assurance. Let me ask you, this is a witness. My sister, what's your name? Asimakle. Do you need to be told, or do I need to make you aware that you are called Asimakle? No, your name. Do I need to make you aware that this is your name? You know what your name is. Yeah, so when I'm calling, what's your name, please? Kobile. So if I'm calling Kobile, you wouldn't even turn. It's not your name. Do you understand? But when you hear Kobile, you know that you are the one. Yeah. You see, we can be here. I can say, come. Nobody will, but I say, Asamakle. Do you understand? There is a knowing that I am this. Nobody knows your name. But you know that this is my name. It's not like you thought about, you are not thinking about, you know. Do you understand? You don't argue with somebody that, I mean, if somebody is arguing with you that you are Sylvia. You wouldn't even mind the person. Will you argue with somebody who says you are Sylvia?
No.
You know you are not Sylvia. Do you think that you reason? No, I'm not. You don't even argue. You have a quiet assurance and knowing I'm not Sylvia. Within you, it's not even like you need to think that I'm not Sylvia. You know. Do you understand? It's subtle. It's a silent voice. It's a silent knowing. That is how the voice of the Holy Spirit to your spirit is. It's very silent, but very clear. Very silent. You don't hear a word, but you know that you know that you know. Often I wake up with a knowing. Sometimes I wake up with a knowing. Oh, this is going to happen. This also. Oh. Sometimes I see somebody and oh, it's a very good person, but it's going through a hard time. Pray for. You know. You don't even know how you know it. But if you have the Holy Spirit, that's how words of knowledge come. Yeah. That's what we read from Acts chapter 27. Before they departed, Paul did not say, I had a dream. He said, I perceive that this voyage will be with much hurt. He did not say, I had a dream. He said, I perceive, I know. But the captain and the sailors and the ship owners, when they saw that the weather was, I mean, very clear and the soft wind blowing, the south wind blowing, they said, oh, there's nothing. There are no danger. We can't see any storm. But the one who is spiritual, the Holy Spirit has given him witness in his spirit. Days traveling. Many people who die in journeys, often they know, but they ignore it. One day, a pastor was going on board a flight traveling. So he was taken to the airport by the wife and his children. Then the little one that was carrying said, why is daddy going to board the plane that is going to crash? Then the mother said, quiet. So don't say such things. It happened. Even the small boy had a witness. He doesn't know much, but there was a witness. Sometimes you know that this, I shouldn't do it. You are going to visit a nice Christian brother. Don't go, don't go. You are going to be raped. You knew there was something, but you said, oh, he has not said it. Hey, you know that there's something that doesn't add up. But you always argue. You are arguing with the Holy Spirit. You allow you. Then you step into the problem. Big time. But this time it will not be the situation in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's why we are talking about it. Amen?
Amen.
Good.
Keep preaching.
I will mention all the seven for you. So you just hear my scriptures. Galatians chapter 4. So if that voice, okay, leave it there. This is what Paul said. He says, and said unto them, says, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives. He is not a fisherman like Peter. He is a lawyer. But they're about to embark on a voyage. It says, there's something. I have this thing. All of them almost died. Okay, Galatians chapter 4, verse number 6. I'm trying. I have 15 more minutes. I should be able to preach. Galatians chapter 4, verse number 6. Can we read it together? One, go. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So from the day, Bible says, if any man be in Christ, a new creature, all the old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become what? New. Okay. And John chapter 1, verse number 12, the Bible says what? As many as believe in him. No, receive him. The first one is receive. As many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you there? So when you got born again, you also became a son or a daughter. And the Bible is saying, because ye are sons, Galatians chapter 4, verse number 6, because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son. He has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So when you get born again, that's what happens. God sends the Spirit of his Son. Hallelujah. God sent the Spirit of his Son into your heart. Then the Spirit will be crying, but that's why you feel good. That's why you have an assurance. You begin to feel that God is my Father. Now, do you understand? Hello? When you got born again, if you've gotten born again, the day you got born again, how did you feel? You felt light. Who again? If you are born, if you are not, you get born again, and what I'm talking about, you experience it. You feel that, there's a certain, it's like you've made peace with God. God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, which is a cry that a baby cries to the Daddy, Daddy, Abba, Father, you are my Father, you are my Father. So God becomes your Father. Do you understand? Yeah, God become. That's why you cannot ask for the Holy Spirit more. If ye being evil know how to give good gift unto your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Amen.
So the Spirit will bear witness. So from the day you got born again, Bible says God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son. That is the Spirit of Jesus. That is the Holy Spirit into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Is there anybody who has gotten born again? Any born again person? Is there anybody born again person? Okay. Let's have the two of you. Please come. The two of you come. The Spirit has sent, God has sent his Spirit into your hearts. And the heart which is your spirit, is not the biological heart. The spiritual heart is here. Out of your bellies shall flow the rivers of water. So he says that from the day you got born again, God sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart and is crying, Abba, Father. God, you are my father. Let's hear. Let's see whether we can hear. I cannot hear any crying. He says he's crying, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Why? Because it's not a physical cry. It's in your spirit. That's why it's a witness. That's why it's called the inner witness. It's inner. Yes. Inner witness. It's not a witness. It's not an outer witness. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for them. So they, the people concerned, are the people who will know. If you don't have that inner witness, it means you, God is not your father. It's as easy as that. That the first one says, the spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So when the Holy Spirit bear witness with your spirit, you know that you are a child of God. You know, you feel good about it. You feel, wow, God is, I am saved. Thank you. Begin to cry. You don't even understand. Begin to, tears of joy. Something you can't even understand. You become emotional because it's like a son has found a father. Yeah. And this one says it clearly that what happened actually is because you got born again, God sent forth the spirit. Because you are a son, he has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart, crying out, Abba, Father. Put your hands together for Jesus. I'm trying.
It's working.
Okay. So, that's how do we differentiate the voice of the Holy Spirit into our spirit from our thoughts, from our reasonable options? Do you understand? Yeah, there are things that we also think. God has given us a big brain, mind to think. If you are human beings, two things, you have two things, or I should say three, that you should know. Maybe I will mention two today. Okay. If these two things are not present in your life, then you are not human. Yeah. The first one is the mind. It means you can think. That's why God has given you a big mind. Our mind is superior than all the animals. We can even catch whales who are bigger than us, elephants, the mind. So the size of the mind, that's why chimps, they are the closest to human. When a baby is born from age zero, from age zero to 2 years, human beings and chimps, their development is at the same rate and the same thing. It's after 2 years that the difference begins to emerge. What a chimp can do from age zero to two is the same as that of a human. But after 2 years, the human brain begins to have options. You can hear. You can even deduce the voice. You can understand. Do you understand? You cannot talk to... I mean, that's why when they do circus, people give clap and give money. Do you understand? You should be able to tell a human being that, I'm going to Cape Town and come at this time. It understands everything. You cannot call a chimpanzee and say that, wait for me, say don't. No, no. They can talk, but not at a certain level. Do you understand? That is one of the things that makes us human. A certain mind. Then the second one is a will. You can choose. A mind to think and a will to choose. God doesn't make you like an item. He gave you your will. Yeah, you can choose. You can choose to go to heaven or you can choose to go to hell. You choose your choice and the consequences are ahead of you. And the last one maybe I should add is the ability to communicate at a certain level. Communication. Yeah, and it comes with understanding. If you cannot communicate, that's why mute, if you don't talk, it's not human. You can't say that you are quiet. Anyone who brag yourself, I'm quiet, I don't talk, it's not good. You reduce yourself, you come out of the human class. You join other lesser class who talk less. Hey. Yeah. Don't brag that I'm very quiet. I don't talk. No. Talk enough. You don't need to be a talkative, but you need to talk enough. That is what makes you human. Amen.
Amen.
Or a human being. Somebody says something, you cannot seek clarification. You can't say, I don't understand. Then you are not human. Because animals here, they cannot ask questions. They cannot clarify. They can't say that I don't understand what you have said. That you also human being, you hear something you don't understand, but you keep quiet. Hey, then there's a problem. Then there's a problem. Because the other people, they can't understand. So they cannot also seek clarification. Do you understand? Then you see they have employed you, your boss is talking to you, go ahead and bring something. You did not seek, then you go ahead and bring something that he did not speak about. Well, you don't know why they should sack you. Hey. Before I spoil my message, so this is what makes us human. Amen.
Amen.
So how do we differentiate the voice of the Holy Spirit to our flesh that we can hear? We've spoken about Samuel and Eli. We've spoken about who? Who else? Joseph, the mother, the father of Jesus, in Matthew chapter 1. If you read from verse number 18, 19, and 20, the Bible says, when he taught on these things. That, look, I've married somebody before, after the engagement, before I came from Eastern Cape, she sent me a message that she's already pregnant. I said, no. He taught about what he should do. And as he taught and did not get there, do you understand? God spoke to him that, Joseph, you couldn't get it, but do this. So you can see that God will not speak to you if you have not exhausted your thinking faculty. That is also there. Then we have the voice of the Spirit to your spirit, the inner witness, a perception. Hallelujah. Amen. Annoying. So the first one, I think that now you understand, so we can mention and go. So number one, the inner witness is different from reasoning thoughts. The inner witness, hello, is different from reasoning thoughts. Let me show you a clear example. And when you master this, you can have a lot of word of knowledge. How many want to have word of knowledge? Do you want word of knowledge? Yeah. As I'm talking now, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about a scripture? Are you thinking about the inner witness? Maybe if that, or maybe we are coming to have a party. We say we want to have a bride. All our mind is on bride. Do you understand? Then from nowhere, a strange thought, something, it's like your school fees or the house will burn now. It's a random thought. It's not, you can see that it's the odd one out. Do you understand? Listen, if you have done lessons and structure, you went to school, you did lessons and structure. They will write things and say, what is the odd one out? Do you understand? So you have a blade, scissors, knife, cutlass, or, yeah, a blade, scissors, knife, and machete. That's, you understand, it's the same as cutlass. And the last one is iPad. What is the odd one out? Why? All the things are cutting. They are all used to cut. Do you understand? So you can also see that the thought that you have, you are thinking about bride, the sauce, whether you are going to have a peri-peri or you are going to have barbecue. Will I eat it with pap or I will go for only salad? Then from nowhere, something occurs to you. There's a... Your room is about to burn. Do you understand? It's out of the blue. We can see that this one, you are not thinking about it. It's like a thought that has been brought to you.
Then suddenly it's like, hey, when if you master it to see which thoughts has come to me, I'm not involved. You can see that I'm not thinking about this. That's why when somebody comes and says he's having a weird dream, somebody is sleeping with him or her, we ask, what were you thinking about before you went to bed? If you know the person you are thinking about, it's what your thoughts. Do you understand? Yeah. It's nothing. Am I helping anybody here? Yeah. Because you saw the lady, you said, wow, she's a nice girl. Hey, it would be nice if I can propose to her. Then you see her in your dream. You have proposed and you have had your wedding. And you are going to honeymoon. It's not coming from anywhere. It's what you are thinking about. Do you understand? That's what Bible says in the by the what do you call it? The multitude of business, a thought come. What were you doing? Think about what you are doing. One of it can be what has occurred in your dreams. Amen.
Amen.
But the inner witness we are saying that is different from reasoning thoughts. I don't know whether you get this one. It's not your reasoning thoughts. It's not something that you have thought or you were thinking of. Yeah, it's not the trend of thoughts. As it came to you, it wasn't in your mind. Hallelujah. Are you here? Yeah, it's not a mental knowledge or logical reasoning. It's not logical reasoning. But it comes from nowhere. Do this instantly. Do this. Just come. Honor your father. Make sure. Make peace with the person. You have every reason to fight and do it. Come. Make peace. You notice that? No. This is, contrary to what I would have thought or reasoned. Amen.
Yes.
Number two. The inner witness is not a physical feeling. It's inner. It's not outer. It's not a physical feeling. You don't feel the inner witness. You don't feel whoosh. No, there's nothing like that. It's a quiet assurance. It's a silent knowing. Are you there? It's the voice of the Holy Spirit to your spirit. So it's not to your flesh. You will not have a physical feeling per se. Later, you may feel good about it that you have heard from God. Did you understand that? Wow, God spoke to me. But what you hear, the result may be the feeling you are having. But what you heard is not a physical feeling. Am I saying something? Let me say it again. I'm saying the result of what you heard may bring a physical feeling of joy. Maybe God has witnessed that he's going to do something. You know, from last year, I kept telling my administrators something is going to happen. I see this happen. This will happen. This will happen. They did not even understand. We don't even understand what you are saying. And they watched it as it happens. You understand? Yeah. But because I have a knowing that this is going to happen, I can feel good. But the knowing is not a physical feeling. You understand? But because I know that, okay, maybe I have a knowing that I'm going to have 100 million. Yeah, it's a good feeling. Tell somebody it's a good feeling.
It's a good feeling.
That knowing, it's not physical, it's within. But a father, wow, 100 million, I can do a lot of crusade. I can build a lot of churches. You can help, you can do, can bring you a good feeling. Do you understand? Because of what you have heard. But what the inner witness itself is not a physical feeling, but the result or whatever can let you feel good. Number three. The inner witness is best identified by eliminating other voices.
For instance, when I saw my wife and I wanted to marry her, hey, I was very confused. Because God told me that she's the one. But she was beautiful. Size 6 or 8. I think 6. Slim girl. I said, what? This girl. I need this girl for the ministry. So I wasn't sure whether it was my flesh or my mind. Because when I look at her, all the vital statistics, it's correct. Nike. Do you understand? All of them, Nike. So I wasn't sure. So if you want to know whether is God speaking to you, start to eliminate the other voices. So I noticed that my mind like it. It could be my mind. Do you understand? Physically, she looks good. She speaks well, soft spoken, everything. So, tell her I'm confused. You is it not? How many understand what I'm talking about? No, don't fall in love and say that God has spoken to you. No, it could be you see, yeah, you see the brother take tall, and he has a parking space, a broad chest where you can park your head. With a mustache. Yeah. And he has beard. Yeah. It ticks all the boxes. Now, don't say that you have inner witness. It could be, but you need to eliminate. You say that, is it my mind? Is it my flesh? It feels good. Everything. Do you understand? Then you begin to eliminate. If you eliminate all that. So I said, that, yeah, it's possible. It could be my mind. So let me make sure that it's not my mind. Because all the thing, it takes all the bosses. It could also be my flesh. There is a thin base. Hey, venison, such as a. And maybe you are looking for midnight black lady or ebony black. Or you are looking for chocolate brown. Or you are looking for inside light or yellow bone, then the person is as you can easily say that God has spoken. So the inner witness, are you here? Is best identified by eliminating other voices. Amen?
Amen.
Ensure that it's not your flesh. Ensure that it's not your mind. Make sure that it's not a reasonable preposition. Are you getting it? Yeah. Are you there? It is very, very important. Then God gave me a key, which I can give you one day. To be.
One day.
Yeah, one day I will give you the key. You think that I should give you? If you are able or not able to pray that what you think you say that is the voice of God, if you are able to pray that the will of God be done, it's like you are ready to give up, that if it is not of God. But anything that you are not ready, it's like, hey, if it goes, what will I do? No, I don't even want to pray about it. This is it. How many have been there? You don't want to pray about a thing. What about if God says no?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. If God says no, there will be a trouble. Yeah. What about if God says no?
Yeah.
No. When you think about praying about it, you say no. Then it is not the voice of the Spirit to your spirit.
Wow.
It's a reasoning. It's your mind. You like it. You grab it. That's why you don't. It's like God even cannot take it. You don't even want God to come near it. You are using your physical mind and your thought, everything to really take it. Yeah, one day a sister fell in love. Hey! A Christian sister. Oh. I told her that, but what you are doing, said, Pastor. So, but what you are doing is not correct. Say, I know, but I can't stop it. I said, why can't I say, Pastor? I'm helpless. I can't stop it. I said, Can you pray about it? I said, no, I can't pray about it. Can you wait a little? No, I can't wait. Even if I'm wrong, I want to be wrong. Please help. I tell you that you notice that. Say, so do you know that what you are doing is wrong? Say, Pastor, I know everything. I know everything. So why are you doing? I don't know why. You can see that it's like the devil has smuggled inordinate affection. It's like you can't even, how can God, the Holy Spirit, bring something to cause you to disobey him? The fact that you can't even wait for the right time for God to bring you together should give you a hint that your flesh is leading you, or you are following your erection. Okay. Or you are following the lady's beauty. When you see her beauty, you are confused. You say, my God, were you created or crafted? You're yellow bone, inside light, or ebony black, midnight black, pitch black. I like the pitch black then. So the pastor, this is venison, such as I like. Number four, the inner witness is an impression of peace. Are you here? Are you coming along? I have three more that we are out of here. The inner witness is an impression of peace. You have peace. It doesn't make sense, but you have peace. You see, when we're buying our first property in Khayelitsha, you don't pay for a property without signing the document and all that. But I tell you that somebody were in the building, and they were coming to move us from there. The person said he has paid half of the building. And the owner also says, no, I borrowed your money. I said, I will pay back. And the guy said that you can't pay back. He had taken $250,000 from his friend. And the friend requested the indenture, the papers, the land document, and he gave it so that when he brings the $250,000, he will swap. Do you understand? But the guy says that he has bought the building and everything for that amount. I said, that amount cannot even buy the fence wall. How can you take with the land, with the property, everything? But he knew that his friend is in need. He doesn't have money to pay. So he said, either you pay it now or the burden is mine. I'm going even to move the people who are meeting there. And we were the people meeting there. So he came and told us that, no, this guy says he's coming to move you. This is the situation. I said, hey, what are we going to do? So I said, no. Even if you are selling, we will have the right to buy. Then he said, this guy wants to take the property at that cost, at that money that he borrowed. But that wasn't the agreement. But from the way he's looking, he's about to lose everything. So I told him that, but we also, if you move us from here, we don't know where we are going. Then he said, look, how much will you pay for the property? We discussed. I said, okay. But we need to sign. It was, I think, Saturday. Where are we going to do? We can't even find lawyers to help us. So I had to depend on God, inner witness. Do I have peace about it? I called somebody that organized $300,000 for me. Pay this man. Then, so the man told me that I don't even want to have the money. If you can pay him whatever he has, give me more. Pay him and maybe 100 more. Then we can talk about the property. But everybody I spoke to said that it's a dangerous thing to do. The guy already has the indentures. The one who has paid the $250. But I had peace. I'm talking about is the inner within is impression of peace. Turbulence, it doesn't make reason. The person that is trying to take the property already has the indenture. The owner doesn't have the papers to the property. And he wants me to pay money that we cannot have lawyers and all that. But I noticed that I had a little window. I called different people. He said, no. Hey, said, this is Cape Town. It's a very dangerous thing. Then Bishop, our current convener, Bishop Ishmael Sam, visited, came, passed through. So when I saw him, I told him that this is the situation. They say, but it's dangerous. I said, but the way it is, we can lose everything. That's all. I think that the condition, he was the only person who said, I'll go for it. I think that every other person said no. So with his backing, I had to, call and organize 350,000. 250,000 first to the one refund the first money that he's borrowed, and 100 to the owner so that he can go for the document. But the short and long of this story is that if I had not followed the inner witness, the peace, it was turbulence, very stressful, very, very. Even we ended up in Somerset West to go and get somebody to, I took the guys to the police station to do affidavit and different things. They showed us somebody, estate agent who can do the contract for us. When the person, a white guy, saw me, said, hey, call me. I said, don't do it. Everybody said, don't. And the guy that we are buying got angry. Why is this guy? He took the contract, tore it apart. Then he told me, have you seen? This is... Everything was like, don't go ahead. But I had peace. I had peace. It was stressful, but there was a certain quietness, a certain peace that go ahead. Did you understand? When I think about leaving the thing, even though the circumstance, but I just said, let me do it. That is how come. Look, the pastor's wife, that's when I noticed the ladies are more stronger than men. Ladies. The guy told the husband that he's bought the property with the 250. The wife said, let's go. The wife took me. When she got there, he told the man, the pastor, you will sleep with me here. Hey, she removed. The man brought the indenture. the husband, when the man said I have bought the thing, he put his hand and started crying. Then I thought that they have shot the wife. So I say, Reverend, let's run away. Let's go. Because the way the man was crying, old man crying, it wasn't simple. But the woman said, today, you give birth with me here unless, hey, I have not seen one before. She did. The man went and brought the thing. And they brought the thing to me coolly. I said, hey, today I have seen something. You see, but God used this woman. I don't know where she got the courage from. That same day that we paid, she got it before we even continue to find out. Hallelujah. Yeah. But I'm talking about the impression of peace. You don't have peace about traveling. A nice guy wants to marry, but you don't have peace about it. You are going to board a car. You don't have peace about your heartbeat. Boom. When you it occurs to you that you're about to go to your village, then your heart, boom. It's a sign. It's an impression of what? Peace. The inner witness is an awareness of peace. It is the peace of God that passes all understanding. How many remember Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6 and 7? Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Verse number 7. And the peace of God shall pass, which passeth understanding, shall keep your mind and heart through. Okay. Shall keep your mind, your heart and mind. Okay. Not mind and heart. Shall keep your heart and mind through. You see that even the peace of God comes first into your heart before the mind. Don't be careful about it and don't be worried. He said, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth understanding, it goes beyond understanding. You understand? It doesn't make sense, but you have peace about it. Somebody has a BMW working as maybe a pharmacist. Another person has the latest Mercedes Benz, working as a doctor, want to marry you. But the third person is your fellow student who just finished. He was a year ahead of you. He's still looking for a job. He's still looking for a job. When you think about these rich guys, your heartbeat, boom. But anytime you think about the person who has not started life, he doesn't even have a bicycle. You have a certain peace. Sister, if you neglect this peace, you will regret. One day you will see this guy. Because now when you see the guy, he dresses like a lady, wear three quarters. And he joined. Not that, I mean, the trousers is like three quarters and the socks joins it. And a guy who don't wear big belts, his belt is small one like a lady. Like, ah, what are you doing? Small belt with the waist small like, are you a lady? I thought that belt they put on dresses. You are putting that. So when you look at how the guy dresses, something won't you say that, ah, look at your dress. But when you think about saying no to the guy, your heart, sister, it's a sign. You are seeing your future. You will be very happy in life with this. I mean, yeah, this 20% manufactured guy. You can see there's 20% complete. When you accept him, you need to really help him to add the 80%. But you can see people are already looking like 90%. Are you here? Yeah. That is why you shouldn't look at somebody, look at the guy today, or you look at the lady today. Do you know how he will look like 10 years from now? Maybe he will be a stroke patient. You don't even know. Maybe you will be an amputee. You don't even know what the... So it depends on the... If you choose a man with a television over a man with a vision, you will soon be watching the man with a vision on your television. What a shock. You say that even though it sounds odd, even though it doesn't make sense, but I have peace about it. Even though people would think that the one with the Benz, the one with the BMW, the doctor, the pharmacist, the accountant, the engineer, the nurse, the teacher, the this one that is trying to find internship, that when he's walking, it's like he doesn't like his leg. He's just moving anywhere. So, But you see, this guy walks like he's going everywhere. But you can see these ones when they are going. Even the way they walk. When you see the walking, you see the challenge. Even if there's no money and The guy walks like this. It's okay. Yeah. He knows how to walk. He gives a buck. I mean, he can really walk. And he have a way of talking. When he comes to talk to you, say, hello, baby. You know. But this other guy is always asking you, have you had your quiet time? The level of romanticism is 1%. Zero. But this other one, you can see the way even he will sugar himself and talk to you. He will lower his voice. Hello. You know. Then you see that your heart will be beating. Say, ah, he's the one. Hey, sister. Use the inner witness. You see, the good guys, they don't know how to propose. They will come and say, hello. You look like somebody who can be the mother of my children. Guys, you should learn. You let the ladies their heart fail. It's like, you're a good person, but the way you are going about things. It's like, hello. Hey, today you are looking very nice. Even the way he's talking and he's all over the place. Even you can see that when he's smiling, he doesn't know how to say it. Look, accept the guy and tell him that, please, when you are smiling, just show him. Anyway, guys, let me try and finish. Number five, is it? The inner witness is a strong conviction. It's a conviction. That is why somebody will resign. How did I resign as a principal accountant? Left my family and said, I'm becoming a missionary, going where I don't know. It's a conviction. It doesn't make sense. People cannot, you can't explain what you are doing. You are convicted. You are convinced beyond any doubt that this is what you want to spend your life to do. You want to give your life for something. That's what I'm convinced. Like one lady told me, Pastor, I'm convinced that I need to be with you to help your ministry. I have a job waiting for me. You mentioned, but I'm convinced that I need to stick around and help your ministry. It's a conviction. And I watch her. She was jobless for a long time. I said, hey, sometimes I want to advise her to go and do the job. No, when people have conviction, you cannot. Do you understand? Somebody that is convicted that they will do things that you can't. You can't even understand. It's a conviction. I'm supposed to support you. I'm supposed to do this. I'm giving to. Do you understand? It's not like they do things that people begin to say, hey, it's too much. Do you understand? Yeah. Like somebody dying to save her. How does somebody die? Hey, it's not easy to die. It's not easy to die. Even if you get to know that you're about to die, you. You will lose appetite. One lady was sick. I was praying for her. She did all the tests. So I suggest, why don't you go and do HIV? He said, no, Pastor. I said, why? I said, I don't want to know my status. I said, why? I said, if I know, I will begin to shrink right now. So if I don't know it, it's better for me. Tell somebody it's a strong conviction. Hallelujah. These convictions are not easily explained. See, when God gives you a conviction to do something, that's why you cannot even discuss it. People think that maybe you don't understand. And if you don't follow the conviction, you can destroy your life. It could be that is what your life's purpose and mission is. That's why you have the conviction, a strong conviction. It doesn't go away to do it. Like Abraham. How does somebody kill his only son that he gave birth to at his old age? Not that he had four children, only one. Conviction. Did you understand? It doesn't make meaning. God wants me to do that. And it's between you and God. Abraham left looking for a city whose builder is God. He lived in tents. It's a conviction to be a missionary, a conviction to be a pastor, to help, to be a helper. I said, I know that I need to help. I don't know, but I feel that this is what I need to do. I'm convicted that this is my pastor, this is my church. I need to support. Anyway, I'm there to help. It's a conviction. It's a strong conviction. It's the voice of the Holy Spirit to your spirit. Do you understand? Yeah. I was telling somebody that prophet is my spiritual father. I whatever it is, the conviction did not start yesterday. Do you understand? Yeah, you know that he is the one God has given you. It's annoying. It doesn't go away. Strong. You don't even talk about it because it's sealed. Quiet assurance, like your name. I don't argue about it. I don't tell people, if you say I'm not, it doesn't matter. I know I am. It doesn't change anything. Do you understand? Yeah, it's a strong conviction. Number six, the inner witness is repetitive. Repetitive. It doesn't go away. Then he comes. Hey, you need to do this. You need to do this. Give us, become spiritual. I've called you. You need to do this. There are children who depends on you. Make sure that it comes repetitive. Even when you try to drown it, you can put earphone, you listening to music. The inner witness is still there. Strong. It doesn't go away. Sometimes there's a witness, inner witness, that you should rise up and pray. Rise up. It doesn't go away. You eat. You see that you are feeling restless. You can't even go into the shower and put water on you. You see that it's not going. It's not working. It keeps coming. It keeps saying, honor this person. Be sure you attend to the person. Honor this person. That's why he said, cry. You see that we cry. Crying is repetitive. They say crying in. Okay. The last one is that the inner witness is an inexplicable knowing. Inexplicable. You cannot explain. It's a knowing. You know that you know that you know. After you have heard the voice of the Spirit several times, you begin to know things that you have not read. You did not dream about, but you know that you know that you know. And you don't know how you got to know. It is in the inner. That's why you don't know how. That's why people will ask you, how did you know that this is what you should do? You also don't know how you got to know, but it was the Spirit of God to your spirit. It was an inner witness. Amen. I see. You see, this is every one of us. We need this to do well. We need this to do. How can you avoid the voice that carries the current plan of God for your life? How can you avoid the voice that is leading you to where you need to be at any given time, making sure that it is well with you? It will lead you to the perfect will of God. It will lead you to, you can't make a mistake with the inner witness. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And that is the mainstay. That is the mainstay. The main language of the Holy Spirit. Because it's a spirit, you speak more to our spirit. Yeah. And I pray that everyone here, God will speak to you, to your spirit. Stand to your feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just close your eyes with me and thank God. Tell him, Lord, thank you. Thank you for what you've taught me. May my life not be the same. Help me, oh God, help me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Motabahata. Motabahata. Bahoto. Boro. Shekebo. Riaka. Seka. Oh, yes, your spirit. Oh, yes, speaking to our spirit. The inner witness. Help us, Lord, we pray. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. With your eyes closed, as we close, if you are here, you are not born again. You can feel that even the inner witness is begun, witnessing in your spirit that today you should give yourself to Jesus. If you are here like that, just lift your right hand. You want to be born again. You know that this is a decision you need to take. Just lift only your right hand high above your head and we'll pray together. You want to be born again. God bless you. You want to be born again. You want to give your life to Jesus. All you are saying is, I don't want to go to hell. I would like to be in heaven. Yes, keep it lifted. I'm about to pray with you. Father, I thank you for every hand that is lifted. May we not be the same. Please, if you've lifted your hand, come and let me pray with you. My brother, come. Stand right here. It's okay. Lift your hand and let's pray. Say with me, Lord Jesus, this afternoon, I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. From today, I believe in you. You are a son of God. You died for me and you rose again. I receive you into my heart as the Lord, the Savior, and the Master over my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I will follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you. Let the life of your Son be precious in your sight. Guide him, help him, lead him, strengthen him. Let him love you and walk with you until the very end. I pray, oh God, that you show him mercy and your grace. In the name of Jesus, touch him, heal him, Lord, and let it be well with him. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.